Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
John Wehner joins us now. John, you are venturing into murky waters. The show has been off the rails today. Insults flying left and right. If you don't mind, I'd love to play something for you. Nicholas Harry Callis getting over on me in a big way. You ready for this, John?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. No, I said butt out you went to Waynesboro. We're having a impassioned conversation between an All-American pit tight end.
Crowley, the last time you were in a locker room for serious competition, you guys got ice cream after the game. Like,
when was the last time you played in a competition? I mean, Wehner, he kicked my ass there.
I tell you what.
Oh, my God.
I was listening. I'm at the golf course. I was listening on the way in. And, not very friendly of you. Be kind. You got to be kind. You can't be all mean and nasty to everybody.
Yeah, Harry, quit being mean and nasty to everybody. Or were you talking to me, John?
You.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Yeah, you. Let's go clean it up. And then you're late getting to me. I got a 9 o'clock tea time.
All right, John. The last time a pitcher has gone 8 innings, striking out 8 or more and giving up one or fewer runs 2 times and lost was in the year 2000 when it was Pedro Martinez. Paul Skeens talked after the game, said he's not even watching the offense when he's pitching. I mean, how do you imagine this guy's feeling? And I mean, have you seen anything ever quite like this?
No, it's frustrating. He has to be frustrated. He says the right things as far as, you know, he's just got to worry about pitching. You know, he can't worry about what the offense does. And I just think for any pitcher, if you have an offense that's struggling and not scoring runs, you know, every pitch has to matter. And yet he says, well, they scored 10 runs last time out. And, you know, it's not like I threw it down the middle. I'm still trying to get guys out. So, you know, I think he handles it like a pro. You know, it's kind of criminal that they're 5-8 in his starts because he's the best pitcher in baseball. And you know, and I don't know if the guys are pressing a little bit when he's out there or what, but it's got to be frustrating. I think he's given up, 4 earned runs now in the last 5 games, and he's got 1 win to show for it. And they got to figure out a way. I mean, I just sit here and think if you had offense support in this club, you know, the record's totally different. And you know, we've talked about it in the off season, talked about it at the beginning of the season. You know, where are we going to score runs? And we really haven't found that formula consistently yet.
John, this happened a little while ago against the Padres, but I really wanted to get your opinion on it. Should Henry Davis have swung whenever he struck out with the bases loaded to potentially tie the game against the Padres?
No. You know, as a hitter, I think that's probably the easiest take is the ball that's down, especially for a guy like Henry, because I feel like he's more of a high ball hitter than a low ball hitter. You know, I think certain guys like the ball down. But typically, if you're looking for a ball down and it's got spin, breaking ball, change up, whatever, you're going to chase something out of the zone. So you're always got your, you know, zone up. And there's a lot of times that I will not defend the hitter on a borderline pitch with two strikes, I think you should protect, especially something that's elevated away. You know, a ball off the plate, I'm thinking, well, that's not a bad pitch to hit, really, at least to try to protect. But your eyes tell you as a hitter, when you see a ball that's below the knees, it's a ball. It's as simple as that. It's a ball. And so, you know, it was a great at bat. You know, I think he had a pretty good series there. And, oh, actually a pretty good road trip for Henry. And, you know, he's up there battling. It could have been a really nice road trip, actually. But, you know, he gets rung up. And that's a call that can't be missed, especially in those situations. I always say it, you know, talk about hitters maybe trying to bear down when Paul Skeens is on the mound. I think it's important for an umpire to bear down when the game's on the line. And something like that can't happen, especially a ball right under his nose, because he's looking over that part of the plate, you know, the home plate umpire was, and you just can't make that pitch. I think umpires need to be better when the game's on the line.
We had Neil Walker on yesterday to talk about it, and I heard Michael McHenry, great segment yesterday with Starkey talking about it, and both guys kind of said that the player is taken into account, as is, unfortunately, sometimes whenever you're not a great baseball team, don't have a great record, that can play into it. But this was a minor league umpire, John. Like, do you agree that sometimes those things happen that you kind of need to, quote-unquote, like, serve your time or something like that?
No, I think the strike zone's the strike zone. And, you know, I do feel there are times where your superstar hitters, I don't know if it's so much with the pitchers, but I think your hitters, some of, you know, the Bryce Harpers and the Shoheis of the world, I think they might get more of a benefit of the doubt. You know, I think back at Barry Bonds, they never called a pitch out of the zone against him because they knew his eye was so good. You know, he wouldn't swing out of the zone. So if he's taking it, it must be a ball. So I honestly thought it happened with him quite a bit. You know, a guy like Andrew McCutchen, it amazes me because he gets a lot of pitches. He had two of them last night called that were out of the zone, and he has a very good knowledge of the game. And normally guys like that will get the benefit of the doubt just because umpires know he doesn't swing at pitches out of the zone. Having said that, you know, with the exception of a handful, maybe a dozen superstars, you know, who I think get the benefit of the doubt at times, I think the zone's a zone, you know. And, you know, whether you're a pitcher or a hitter, you know, I think umpires, and I think umpires are starting to shrink the zone a little bit for the most part. I think because of that ABS system or whatever it's called that they, you know, the in the spring training they tested with, because I've never seen more pitches in the zone called balls than I have this year. So I do think it's tightened up, but there are times, and maybe it's, you know, it's just, okay, it's a rookie umpire, whatever, the situation was big, he saw it a little bit differently than everybody else in the world. But it happens sometimes. It's unfortunate, but it's like I said earlier. I mean, players are held accountable for their performance, and umpires need to be held accountable as well. And, you know, and the bigger the situation, I think the better the focus, the concentration, and the calls have to be.
Wehner, thank you for coming on and preaching kindness and the wonderful analysis. Hopefully you have a good round today. Appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, always a pleasure. Just remember, Crowley, ignorance is the highest form. Rudeness is the highest form of ignorance.
Now, you couldn't even say it right, John. Get the hell out of here.
Well, I had to write that on a chalkboard like 100 times because of my social studies teacher in high school. So that's what I remember.
Thank you, John. We appreciate it.
All right, see you.
Thanks, John.
What a man.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.